Blog Talk Radio.
You have messages.
You playing with me. You really playing with me, Chop.
Hey y'all, it's Corey. Haven't been here in a minute, but it's been a lot of things going on. And even though I started this station to be able to vent and let things off my chest so I wouldn't have to go through what I'm going through right now, I easily get distracted. So, you know, back again. So I hate that I have to come back after about 5 days, like, venting. But not only is this for you guys, so that I don't have to pretty much, like I said, you know, vent to anybody else or whatever the case may be and actually take my anger on other people. So, like, but this is how I feel, like, what do you call it? I'm sorry. Okay, anyways. So, anyways, what was I about to say? Okay, so channeling today is the fact that I'm very much upset because I'm just dealing with the same issues that I've always dealt with. You know, I told you that, I don't know if I mentioned that I was a Pisces, but I'm not blaming that on my Pisces hood or whatever you want to call it. I'm blaming everything that I'm going through on just reality, and because I do not have to face reality on a daily basis because I'm a Pisces, that's where I'm going with that. I don't have to deal with it. And I'm the type of person, I'm the type of person who has a pressure point, meaning, like, you know, I'm like a, I don't know what they call it, a pressure rock? I don't know. But it gets to a point where I'm starting off like, okay, be cool, be cool. And then a lot of people say that I have a benefit of the doubt type of mind. On top of that, my family has called me a bird brain my whole entire life. It's not either, bird brain to me means like you're not here. You're always, like, you didn't understand, like, a dumb blonde. No offense, but that's what a bird brain is to me. And I am, like, the furthest from dumb, okay? I play, like, senile sometimes to not deal with, not to hurt people's feelings or to deal with people's bullshit, but I am human, you know, and I get sad sometimes, too, and I get upset sometimes, too. Like, I'm tired of people taking advantage of everything that I offer, okay? And to be on the bright side of things, let me tell you the good shit that happened today. I posted a status on Facebook that, like, normally I wouldn't post stuff like this because I have family on there, and, you know, I used to post stuff without with being really careless, but lately I don't want to change the subject, so I'm going to stay on here. Okay, I don't post stuff like that. So I posted something that was basically saying, like, we'll talk about that later, but it was pretty much to like, draw in an audience. And the audience that I drew in happened to be some people that I could actually use for this station and some material I use for this station. So I use that in a negative. I turned a negative into a positive once again. Okay, so we'll get on that later. But with that being said, my day started off kind of cool. Like, yeah, okay, well, I got some material for my cat on Corey, you know, something to talk about. And not just to talk about, but it was kind of set up and everybody fell for it. So it was like, okay, comment, and then I can know where to go from there. Now, that's the positive side of things. So I end up having this guy hit me up like, hey, you know, what type of things are you into entertainment wise? We talked about my radio station. We talked about his TV show, his talk show. Now, I have never mentioned to you guys before, but that was always my dream, too, to be either talk show host, radio host, whatever, but in the public eye. So he kind of brought up my alley with it. I'm like, I didn't tell him at first. I'm like, hell yeah, shit, I fuck with you a long way. Let's do this. So that's the good news. I'm going to be on to my next project, which is the talk show. So I'm still going to do my on-air show here on the Radio Talk, but I'm actually going to be doing studio time, so you guys can find me. I'll let you guys know the link to that later. Again, you guys know my number, but I also give it to you every time I'm on air. So 646-716-8999. I love to talk. We can talk about anything. Just, I don't even care if it's about my situation I'm going through right now. Let me get it off my chest. I have literally shut down. I try my damnedest to like shut my internet off, like my phone, and like deleting my Facebook, and only do that when I'm like to the core pissed, and that's how I'm feeling right now. And I guess it's only fair that I tell you what pissed me off. I have been literally going through arguing with people, fighting people, like literally physically fighting. Yes, I am about to be 30 years old, so shame on me. You know what I mean? Shame on me. I didn't intentionally do the things I did. First time I fought recently, you know, to defend my children. It was really to defend my pride and my children. I could have avoided the fight, but the fact is she kept pressing my buttons. And like I said, I'm like a pressure point. Once a volcano explodes, there's nothing you can do about it. So I had to go with it. Now, today, I did not fight physically. I did fight verbally. Again, I tried to avoid this situation, but the bitch kept coming, you know, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Like, oh my God. And instead of being hyped up and like pissed off about it and cussing people out afterwards, it took me into a depression because I'm disappointed in myself because I'm better than that. Like, I'm 100% better than that. I'm nothing like you hoes who over here mad about fucking you're waking up today. Bitch, go back to sleep. Like, what the fuck? You know, I'm not that type of person. Like, I wake up literally like, okay, it's a new date, a fresh start, another chance at life. Thank you, Jesus. That's how I wake up. And that's how I woke up today. But, you know, bitch is always trying to try me. And I really don't give a fuck about how nobody feels about being a punk-ass bitch or whatever the case may be. You know, I proved who I was and I'm a fighter and all this shit as a kid, not needing to, not wanting to. It's just something that was in me, maybe anger. I don't know. But as I got older, I realized that fighting is not the answer. I'm not turning down nothing, but that's what I need to work on now. Maybe I should turn down a couple of things. You know what I mean? I'm too grown to be walking around here with scratches and shit and bruises from fighting. Like, yeah, the bitch gonna learn her lesson, but she's gonna keep coming back, keep coming back. When you lose, you don't stop. Like, me personally, if I lose, then shit. I mean, I'm not speaking from experience, but shit, maybe I'll stop if somebody beat my ass. But I'm not trying to die over fighting. I'm not trying to lose my kids to CPS over fighting over an ignorant ass bitch like who doesn't deserve her kids. Like, I'm beyond that. You know what I mean? So I'm tired. So my whole argument of moving on is just to be moving on from the drama and the bullshit and the depression and the anger and the bitterness. I'm tired. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I can't run. There's nowhere to run to. If I get to Vegas right now, I'm like, fuck California, I'm going to Vegas. But if I go to Vegas, then it's like, okay, I'm here. Now what? I'm going to be angry about something else. Like, I have a lot of anger inside of me. And this is my medicine here. So, you know, I only signed up for the show for today for 15 minutes. But I'm going to remake another one right after this because I want to call my cousin. And this cousin that I'm going to explain about her, she's the yin to my yang. And yes, I do call her my yin yang twin. We have matching tattoos, you know, and she's been my rider since we were born. I am a year older than her, but that don't matter. She's still my equal. You know what I mean? We have always been the black sheep, the rebels, the whole nine of our family. So that's where we connect at. You know, I understand her a way nobody else will ever understand her. And she understands me in a way that nobody ever else doesn't understand me, you know? We have a lot of things in common, yet we're so different. Okay. She faces, when she's upset, she talks about it right away. Like, bitch, what's happening? I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm like, okay, I'm mad, but maybe this is why they did that. Or, you know, I kind of like focus on other things and being upset. She doesn't. She confronts it right away, and maybe that's my problem. Maybe I need to be more like her. I mean, yeah, I'm her older cousin, but there's a lot of things I can learn from her, too. You know what I'm saying? Not saying her anger is what I need to learn. No, no, no. I'm saying that maybe I can learn how to speak on it when it's the situation right there, deal with it right away instead of holding it in and being upset about it later. So I'm going to call her. Mind you, she's a firecracker, okay? But, I mean, you know, me and my diversity, I'm for the whole, I'm for everything. If you're a happy person, hey, let's do happy, let's get happy. If you're an upset person, let's get upset, whatever. Let's vent, let's talk, let's do whatever. But this person here, I can honestly say that I love her with everything in me. She's like a sister to me. And sometimes I have a couple sisters, but she's one of my closest cousins to where maybe our relationship is stronger than one of my sisters or two of my sisters or whatever. But that's a whole other subject too. But after today and my friend left, this is what's bothering me too. When my friend left, I asked her, I said, hey, I feel like I'm like a troublemaker, huh? She's like, it seems like that. I said, well, let's be clear. I didn't start that fight that just happened. She's like, yeah. I said, I tried to avoid it, did I not? And it's not mine. It has nothing to do with me. Of course, I was mentioned in it. I mean, I was mentioned in the argument. Oh, this bitch, you argue with this bitch. Okay, fine. I have beef with her, but we kept our distance because of that. You know what I'm saying? So my homegirl pulled up on her and said something. I'm like, girl, keep driving. Like, why waste your time even stopping right here to talk to this bitch? Like, she's beneath you and me. Like, all this talk about the hardest, who's the baddest, all this shit doesn't fucking matter. Like, she can whip my ass, I can whip her ass. Who fucking cares? Like, at the end of the day, you're whipping somebody's ass, but your children are looking at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be adults. Let's be adults. If we're not an example for our kids, then who is? So, of course, you know me. I sent my kids away and kept the arguing going because I'm like, bitch, what's happening? But at the same time, I'm sitting in the house upset at the fact that I chose to keep arguing with this bitch to just shut the shit down. Like, look, bitch. I mean, I tried that. I did try to do the good things. But, you know, sticks and stones ain't break your bones when that words will never hurt you. I should have kept walking. We never fought, so don't get it twisted. But the argument is what pissed me off. So anyway, the radio's telling me I have 60 seconds to finish, wrap it up. I actually do feel better already. So whether I said anything or not on here, it helped me. So usually I'm about venting and helping others and myself. So whether to tell somebody or not, you know what you can do though, right? You can count on me. Okay, so I'm about to call my Yin Yang twin, and I'll be right back. So.